Nice to be in orbit.
You are listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good, according to the big clock on the wall. I'm Greg Zapata, and that was Japanese Breakfast from the debut album Psychopomp, and the song was The Woman That Loves You. Hope you're doing well. It's a long weekend if you're in Massachusetts, and I think also in Maine? I don't know. Everywhere else it's a regular weekend, but it's a long weekend for us. Massachusetts, excellent, folks. Look it up. Let's see. Going to be playing... few new songs, going to be playing a rather old song. It's so old that it's from a Puccini opera, Turandot, his posthumous work. But we're going to get things started with, seeing as it is marathon weekend, going to play a number by Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros. And Joe Strummer, 1983, on a whim, ran the London Marathon, did all right for himself, and he had had about 10 pints the night before. So, you know, a man with drive and determination. Here's one from his debut album with the Mescaleros, and the album was Rock Art in the X-Ray Style. Just a lovely title.
Yeah.
Cowboy. better off not looking back. Forgive me, Father, won't you take it back? That we were lovers, bodies touching, on park benches, straight dogs watching, it disgusts me now.
To speak, my focus is on the cold, cold butter running down.
That was Idols and LCD Sound System with Dancer off of Idols' new album Tank, which came out earlier this year. I was actually the other month. And speaking of albums that came out the other month, we had one from The Last Dinner Party, On Your Side, from their debut album Prelude to Ecstasy. We had Turandot, Nusun Dorma, from Act 3 of Turandot, sung by Giacomo Puccini. Sung by Franco Corielli, which is from a Puccini opera. And at the start, we had Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, Sandpaper Blues from Rock Art in the X-Ray Style, 1999. So let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA as we listen to the Slackers and their instrumental composition, Motor City. It's numbers to think about. Bitcoin energy costs. A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is the equivalent weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about. From Bitcoin, from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio, and someone has written in pencil in the margins, to recap, Crypto Boys, you suck and you're killing the planet. And you know what? No lies found. Let's have a look at the scene report you're offering to all of the goings-on in the social firmament of the Medford, Somerville, Cambridge, Boston area. On the 19th of April, you can go to Deep Cuts in Medford and see Restorations play their album release party. Backed by Signals Midwest and MK Naomi, friends of the show. Doors are at 7, music's at 8, it's an 18-plus show, and the tickets are $20. On 420, Democracy Center in Cambridge, there'll be a benefit for the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund, so this is a very important show that you should go to, and it's featuring Double Libra, Intact, Donnie from the Poster, and Tiny Desserts. It's a 7:30 p.m. show. It's an all-ages show. No drugs or alcohol allowed, despite it being a 420 show. Masks are required and $10 recommended at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds. And we'll be talking a little bit more about the Democracy Center at the end of the scene report. But on the 23rd at O'Brien's in Alston, dear old rat city, you can see Blame It on Whitman, Pissed from New Jersey, In the Meantime, and Knock Over City. Doors are at 8, 21 plus show, $10 tickets. And then we have two Halloween shows coming up. The first one's on the 27th of April at the Chagall Public Arts Collaborative in Salem, Massachusetts. From 7 to 10 p.m., you could see Blame Shifters, Slackademics, and Threat Level Burgundy. On the 28th, at the Rockwell in Somerville, you could see Halloween 3 with Your Friends in Hell, Thou Merciless Graves, and Alex Sullivan. There'll be games. There'll be burlesque. Doors are at 6 to 21 plus show, kids. $15 tickets in advance, $18 at the door. On the 9th of May at Deep Cuts in Medford, you can see Blame Shifters play their album release party. They have a new LP coming out, and it's fantastic. And they'll be backed by Cheer Camp and Today Junior. Doors are at 7, music's at 8, $12 in advance, $15 at the door. It's an 18-plus show. But that same night, you have a choice to make. Also at Faces in Malden, on that same date, you can see Cape Crush, who are coming off of a tour, Big Brute, and Luddites. 8 p.m. show, $10, and it's all ages. And if you have a show you would like me to ramble mindlessly about, send me a message, why don't you, at Great Songs But Nothing Good on the Instagram. And I mentioned before that I was going to say something about the Democracy Center in Cambridge. It's a very important place that does a lot of low-cost shows for small bands starting out in the scene, as well as being a venue for all sorts of political activist groups. But last week, the people who run the Democracy Center got the abrupt news that on July 1st of this year, the Democracy Center will be temporarily closed for renovations, but all of the activist groups are going to be pushed out for one nonprofit in particular. And so this has all caught the community by surprise. It's disrespectful is what it is. So on the 15th, that is tomorrow, after the marathon, after all the hurly-burly, you get to go to a committee meeting. It's going to be a hybrid show. And if you go to Democracy Center Show's Instagram account, at Democracy Center Shows, at DemocracyCtrShows, you could speak your mind and say why this decision cannot go forward. As I said, it's abrupt and it's disrespectful. And it's one of the last DIY spots in the greater Boston area. And the scene needs it and you to speak up. And tonight, from 7 to 8 p.m. via Zoom, you could drop in for a recording session to, submit testimonials on behalf of the Democracy Center. And you can find more information on Instagram at Democracy Center Shows, DemocracyCtrShows. And when you get there, tell them Great Songs About Nothing Good sent you. They will not know what that means. All right, next up, we are going to play a number by Steve Earle. It's actually a cover of a Jerry Jeff Walker tune, and I had no idea that this was a country tune originally. I always just knew the Sammy Davis Jr. version of it, which is probably the most well-known. But take a listen and tell me what you think. This is Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford.
Bojangles and a dance for you. One I choose. Silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. He jumps so high, jumps so high. And a lightly touched down. I met a man sailing New Orleans or was. Nine. It looked to me to be the very eyes of age. And I spoke right out. better stance and a jump so high. And then it clicked his heels. He let go. Back all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Thank you.
The one and only Tito Puente with Oye Como Va from 1964's El Rey Bravo. And we also had the Cranberries with Sunday from Everybody Is Doing It. Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? Always a good question to ask. And we start off with Steve Earle, Mr. Bojangles, from his tribute album, Jerry Jeff. And let's see, we have about 20 minutes left, so I'm going to play what I can. But before I do, I'm going to tell you these next four songs are all have a certain significance. Tomorrow will mark 35 years since the Hillsborough disaster at the Hillsborough football grounds in England, where 94 Liverpool fans were crushed to death in a FA quarterfinal game against Nottingham Forest. 94 on the day, three more have since died, so 97 fans in total perished as a result of that crush. And in the early days, the police and the Conservative government were very quick to blame it all on the fault of Liverpool fans, including the Conservative tabloids. And the truth has always been that that was not the case. But justice has been a long time coming, and so this day is always very important for the Liverpool fans, of which I am one. And so these next four songs are for them. And we're going to start off with Duke Ellington, an instrumental from his Concert of Sacred Music album. It's called Come Sunday. And then we'll have Billy Bragg with Never Buy the Sun, because the sun is the tabloid, the Murdoch tabloid that you should never buy. And then we'll have Jerry and the Pacemakers with Ferry Cross the Mersey River. And then we'll close it with Aretha Franklin singing You'll Never Walk Alone, the Liverpool theme that was originally a Gilbert and Sullivan number, which has since transcended it all bounds of musical identification, to the point where Aretha Franklin could turn it into a gospel song, but she could turn anything into a gospel song, couldn't she? Anyway, we'll start off with Duke Ellington and Come Sunday. And as always, justice for the 97.
telephoto lens, while their editor assures them the means justifies the ends. 'Cause we only hunt celebrities, it's just a bit of fun, but scousers never buy the sun. While the parents of the missing girl cling desperately to hope, a copper takes improper payments in a thick brown envelope, and no one in the newsroom asks where's this headline from. Scousers never buy the sun. Tabloids make their money betting bullshit baffles brains, and they cynically hold up their hands if anyone complains. And they say, look, all we're doing is giving people what they want. Well, they're crying out for justice, people crying out for justice. And the man they call the digger casts a proprietary eye over what happens in the gutter and what goes on in the sky. And he claims he's fit and proper, and the watchdog sings his song, but scousers never buy the sun. International executives, they hang their head in shame and tell us with their hands on heart that the paper boy's to blame. But you who love that kiss and tell, you must bear some guilt as well. Scousers never buy the sun. Tabloids making millions betting baffles brains, and they cynically hold up their hands if anyone complains. And they say, all we're doing is giving people what they want. Well, they're crying out for justice, people crying out for justice. In the corridors of power, sit down to sup with the devil and his minions, and they ask for his opinions. And the politicians wring their hands and cry what's to be done, but scousers never buy the sun. No one comes out looking good when all is said and done, the scousers never buy the sun.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we he'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Sounds mighty, mighty good to me right now. Walk on. You won't ever. God won't never. I know that he won't ever let you walk alone.
And that's Aretha Franklin with You'll Never Walk Alone, live 1972 at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles, California. Before that, we had Jerry and the Pacemakers, Ferry Across the Mersey, Billy Bragg, Never by the Sun, Duke Ellington, Come Sunday from the Concert of Sacred Music, 1966. And that'll do it for us here on Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata, and tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different.